from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, November 9th. Coming up on a special election edition of 217 Today, claims of a cyber attack on Champaign County voting equipment, plus results from the county. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has won another four-year term. Alex Degman reports.
Pritzker reminded a raucous crowd in Chicago of some of the stakes this election.
To anyone who thinks that they can come into this state and try to force some right-wing MAGA war on a woman's body, you will never get an inch of Illinois.
Pritzker's Republican opponent, Darren Bailey, did not mention social issues in his speech, but highlighted kitchen table issues that he worries about.
Protecting our freedoms, bringing jobs to our state, and safety to our streets.
The Associated Press called the race for Pritzker shortly after the polls closed at 7. Bailey did not address his supporters until nearly 3 hours later, saying there's still room for a miracle while all the votes are counted. I'm Alex Degman.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois recalled her poor childhood after she won re-election yesterday.
My life is the American dream come true, and I'm honored to get to keep working to help every kid in every pocket of Illinois realize their own dreams, too.
Duckworth leads with nearly 57% of the vote compared to 42% for Republican challenger Kathy Salvey. With her victory, Illinois' first Asian-American senator becomes its first woman re-elected to a Senate seat. Illinois' 13th congressional district became one of the hottest races in the state. As Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports, voters in the newly redrawn district elected a Democrat, and their decision could affect which party controls the House of Representatives.
Illinois' 13th congressional district has been a red one for some time now, with Republican Congressman Ronnie Davis most recently representing it. But now the district will flip blue after first-time candidate Nikki Budzinski secured victory by over 20,000 votes. Budzinski is a former aide to Governor J.B. Pritzker and President Joe Biden. She says this win is a personal one as a Central Illinois native, and that her first move in Congress will be to help working people.
And my top priority in Congress will be tackling rising costs and helping those same families keep more of what they earn. And that to me means middle-class tax relief.
Budzinski ran against Republican Regan Deering, a conservative activist who is the granddaughter of Dwayne Andreas, former chairman of Archer Daniels Midland. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Chicago Democrat Alexi Janulius will be the next Illinois Secretary of State, replacing longtime incumbent Jesse White.
I don't think anyone will ever be Jesse White. My goal is to run an office that is focused on transparency, ethics, good government, ending the corruption tax, ending the time tax, and modernizing the office.
Janulius also says he'll launch a new website where people can give feedback on what the office can do better. He's part of a slate of Democratic candidates winning statewide office. Treasurer Mike Frericks, Attorney General Kwame Raoul, and Controller Susana Mendoza all won re-election last night. Still to come, a closer look at election results and claims of a cyber attack in Champaign County. That's all coming up next on 217 Today.
I'm Jeremy Hobson, host of The Middle, a new nationwide live call-in show where we want to hear from you. On our next show, we're live from Phoenix. The day after the midterms, we'll be asking, what do the election results mean for your community, and what are your hopes for what can get done? Call us at 844-4MIDDLE. That's 844-464-3353. Leave us a voicemail or join us live on the air next time on The Middle.
Wednesday night at 8 on AM 580 and FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Champaign County election officials said yesterday their systems had been hit by a cyber attack that slowed down voting systems. But as Lily Salas of the Illinois Student Newsroom reports, one cybersecurity expert has questioned their account, and county officials themselves have declined to comment beyond an initial prepared statement.
After sending a midday media advisory stating that their systems had been attacked by hackers, Chief Deputy Clerk Angela Patton declined to comment further.
All the information that we have is in the media advisory. We don't have any updates. The State Board of Elections is aware. They're investigating. That's all we know at this point.
Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons followed the media advisory by posting on Twitter that his systems had been under constant attack for a month. In the tweet, he said he was working with the vendor of his voting system to solve the problem. Later, however, Axios cybersecurity reporter Sam Sabin responded to Ammon's claims on Twitter. She said a senior official with the National Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency was sitting with the vendor, and the vendor had in fact not heard from the Champaign County election officials. Ammons did not return the call seeking additional comment. For Illinois Student Newsroom, I'm Lily Salas.
If county election tallies from late last night hold up, Democrats won every county office they ran for. And voters in the Mahomet Seymour School District once again rejected a bond referendum to pay for a new junior high school building. But County Clerk Aaron Ammon says it's too soon to be sure of all the results. That's because his office still has to count thousands of mail-in ballots, plus more that may be in transit. Ballot counting was delayed by long lines of voters as some polls were closing. Ammon says the final voting results will not be certain until the election is certified in 14 days. According to the votes counted so far, Democrats gained two seats on the Champaign County Board for a 16-6 majority. Democratic County Clerk Ammons and Sheriff Dustin Harmon were both reelected, and Democrat Steve Summers was elected county executive. Elsewhere, election officials in Vermilion County say they believe this year's voter turnout was higher than in previous midterm elections. Sandy Delhay, the Executive Election Commission director in Danville, says recent changes in Illinois election law made mail-in balloting easier, but poll workers still saw significant traffic.
Been heavy. I'm anxious to see what the results and what the totals are.
Election supervisor for Vermilion County, Kerry Wilson, says vote-by-mail balloting has increased in popularity, too. That's partly because of recent changes to Illinois law that made mail-in balloting easier.
So that kind of has changed an impact on our vote-by-mail ballots. They have increased quite a bit.
Wilson says she expects to have firm numbers on turnout after the two-week certification period allowed by the states. Elsewhere, as expected, Republican Mary Miller won re-election to represent Illinois' 15th congressional district. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has that story.
Miller defeated Democratic challenger Paul Lang by nearly 30 percentage points. She was first elected in 2020. In June, Miller ousted five-term Republican Congressman Rodney Davis in the primary. Miller celebrated her win on Twitter Tuesday night. She says she will advocate for farmers, veterans, small businesses, and seniors. Miller did not take questions from reporters or give a victory speech. During the campaign, she refused interview requests and declined to debate her opponent. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Statewide, there's just one congressional race to be officially decided. In the 17th district, which includes the Quad Cities, Rockford, Peoria, and Bloomington Normal, Democrat Eric Sorensen leads Republican Esther Joy King by about 8,000 votes, with about 93% of votes counted. That seat is currently held by retiring Democrat Cherry Bustos. If Sorensen's lead holds, Democrats will hold 14 of the state's 17 congressional seats. Illinois lost one seat in Congress after the 2020 census. For these results and more from the 2022 midterm election, go to illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 74 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Dan Mihalopoulos, Mawa Iqbal, Harrison Malkin, Lily Salas, Stephanie Weda, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.